Okay, that was Twin Set with Time Dilation from the album.
What's the name? It's Summer Feeling.
It's the Summer Feeling, that's right. 0110. 1100 1 1 1 1 1 1 0 1 1 1.
Ah, 0 0 1 1 1 0 0 1 0 1 1 0.
You don't speak binary?
No, you guys are heathens, only speaking peaks.
Oh no, yeah.
No, that's beyond me. 0110. Welcome to the Dropkicks.
Woohoo!
For those of you who don't speak binary.
No one on the internet doesn't speak binary.
Okay, welcome to the Dropkicks. This is, from now on, it'll be condensed Dropkicks. We've decided that in the interests of more downloading and more and being more user-friendly to our burgeoning... Yeah, that's a word.
Listenership.
Yeah, burgeoning listenership. We're going to, as I say, condense the Dropkicks podcast down into 1 hour each week. Half an hour each week.
Give or take mistakes.
And goobers like myself. As usual, we'll kick off with a review of last week's games. Then we'll go through some other news around the world of sports. Some little things, little gags here and there. We've got Dick of the Week, Athlete of the Week, and close it off with some previews of this week's games. And then, as usual, the sign-off with the last word. Right, first up was the Blues versus the Force. Now, we picked the Blues to thump them by 13+, and indeed that was the final result.
They sure did. Ruatapoki scored the Super 14's first ever hat-trick, and then got suspended for 16 weeks.
Ouch.
For
super record. That's a super record.
That's a super rugby record. He swung his elbow and fractured James Hilgendorf's eye socket. It was he was the second person in the tackle. James Hilgendorf was falling, and Ruatapoki smashed him in the eye with his elbow.
We'll try and find a video of that if it's out there on the net. We'll try and track it down and put it on the blog for you to see. For a 16-week suspension, it's worth seeing, I think.
16 weeks was pretty harsh. Yeah. I mean, 8 week or something might be huge, but 16 week ends his career. It's not going to be an All Black.
Not this year. He was a definite trialist, I think, but he's not going to be there this year. He's going to miss out. Probably miss out most of the NPC as well.
Yeah.
Well, I think he got 16 weeks because he has been in trouble before.
Mm-hmm. Yes. A year previously, he punched Jean de Villiers.
That was mean.
Cut him open. You know, they showed the video of that footage, and Jean de Villiers, as Ruatapoki was, was holding him back, so he just sort of swung like a rugby player does. Because it's rugby. It's not tiddlywinks.
You're right, but his handbag was aimed for his head.
Yeah.
Not for his arm. To knock his arm away, he was going to punch him in the head.
Yeah. We often chastise players for throwing their handbags. Aren't we going to, go Ruatapoki, hit him in the face?
Oh, totally, yeah. Woo!
But
I'm on your side.
You know, if it's malicious, and this kind of one kind of was, the guy wasn't doing anything to him. And unfortunately, James Hilgendorf was one of the Force's two good players.
Yeah, now down to one, the Force, so not looking too good for the rest of the super competition. Mm. Yay, good for us. No more points there.
Yeah.
I hope he settles down and comes back.
Yeah.
So he's still young enough.
He's only 27. Luke McAllister also scored a try, as did Ben Artiga. And Ether Nasewa. McAllister got 3 conversions and a penalty, and generally had an all-round brilliant game, and people are very happy that he's back.
Everyone's raving about McAllister at 5'8".
Yep, the Force scored a try to Shepherd, and that was
Cameron Shepherd.
Cameron Shepherd, thank you very much. And got a penalty as well through Cameron Shepherd as well, I assume, because James Hilgendorf had a broken eye socket.
Yeah.
Final score 39-8.
Okay, the second game was the Crusaders versus the Cheetahs.
This was
played in the afternoon, of Saturday afternoon.
This is another thumping.
Yes, Cheetahs ran out winners there, 53-17.
Did they? In an upset victory.
Crusaders ran out 53-17 over the Cheetahs. Lots of tries to the Crusaders. Couple to some players and one each to a couple of others. Rico got one try.
Yeah,
that's what I care about.
The
Dan Carter got 28 points.
Okay, right.
Wow,
one short of the Crusaders' all-time record for a game.
Single game
that's, who's got that record?
Ben Blair, would you believe?
Really? No, I wouldn't. Yeah, I was waiting for you to say Andrew Burns.
Dan Carter did this awesome individual try. He chipped and chased from. He was about 30 metres out. He chipped and chased. Collected the ball and ran smack bang into the padded upright.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
Right, Chiefs edging the Stormers here, 30-20. We picked them to win by 13+, didn't we?
No, we picked 1-12, so we were right.
Oh, no, we did too.
Yeah, because we always picked the Chiefs 1-12.
Chiefs apparently looked unconvincing.
Yeah, no, a lot of drop balls.
Yeah.
A lot of fumbly wumblies.
They did find the weakness in the Stormers, though, which is that the Stormers' back three cannot catch a kick. So in the second half, they just started bombing it to them, and they were just fumbling it or just missing it or running into each other trying to catch it. Or it was like kicking the ball to the Three Stooges or the Keystone Cops.
Yeah, it was a circus.
Oh, there was a great Keystone Cops moment in the Bulls game. Who were the Bulls playing?
They were playing the Reds, and the Reds edged them there 20-19.
They were back in their own 22, and one of them tried to catch it, and he missed it and bumped it backwards. Another guy tried to come and pick it up, and he dropped it. It just went on and on. It was hilarious.
Mm. Oh no, something like that happened last week with the Waratahs Crusaders, where Waratahs got the ball in the in-goal, and Peter Hewitt picked it up and kind of dropped it forward, and he picked it up and threw it to someone, and they kind of caught it and dropped it, and you know they had a free kick, and he was looking around, didn't see it, so he passed it back to Hewitt, who kind of caught it and dropped it again. Comedy of errors, absolutely beautiful. Just funny when that happens. A bit slippery and fun stuff. Yeah. Right, so the Reds, beating the Bulls 2019. We picked the Bulls there, and I think a lot of people did it.
Yeah.
And the Reds somehow managed to win by one.
It was a late try to the Bulls, and Stein missed the conversion. So it would have been a 1-point victory to the Bulls.
Wasn't the easiest conversion, and he only missed by, you know, shaved the upright. And the Pirate wasn't playing.
Boring the wee-wee. Yes, I know. They said it's not a hamstring strain or something.
Oh, speaking of which, Sione Luaki is out for quite a few weeks.
Is it?
They're suggesting he might not play in the Tri Nations.
Really?
New Zealand.
Is this the same shoulder injury which they said was okay?
Yeah, and they're saying now that he might have to go in for surgery.
Cats versus the Sharks. Cats got thumped here, 8 points to 36 to the Sharks.
Yeah, well, we kind of expected that.
Yeah, I think
it's the Cats winger, Ashwin Willemser, who is also a Springbok, made his comeback to rugby in this game. However, he injured his knee and so is out.
Maybe career ending as well.
Seriously.
Tragic. Yeah.
He's good too.
Yep. Yeah. Suspected torn ligaments after being entangled in a ruck.
Right, big grudge match this weekend was the Highlanders versus the Hurricanes down in Dunedin. And according to all the reports, the Hurricanes just didn't turn up and won ugly. But anyway, yes, Hurricanes won 29 points to 13. They scored 5 tries. The old radar was not there on the day. They missed. In fact, combined, the teams kicked 3 of 13 goals. It was Sunday afternoon rugby. It was beautiful. It was clear and fine. No wind. And they just shanked them all. Okay, final game played on Easter Monday was the Waratahs versus the Brumbies. This is virtually top of the table if you don't count the Crusaders. We picked the Brumbies, didn't we, to win by 13 plus?
Yes, we did.
And they got hammered, 37 points to 14.
Stephen Larkham, his immediate playing future is uncertain after he limped off with a torn left hamstring in the 13th minute, so that might have contributed to the loss.
I can imagine. Yeah, I heard they just lost a bit of structure, but also I heard that the Waratahs forward pack is dominant right now over the Brumbies. They crushed them in the loose, they crushed them in the front row, they crushed them in the second row. They racked up 37 points from tries through lots of people. Peter Hewitt got lots more points. He's probably still leading the point scoring. Okay, so that's rundown of the results from the weekend. That leaves the table looking like this. Going into week number 11, Crusaders are still at the top with 40 points from 9 wins. Waratahs are second on 38 points, but they have the bye this weekend. The Hurricanes are third on 33 points. Brumbies are fourth on 28 points. Bulls on 23. And then it's Sharks, Chiefs, Blues, Highlanders, Cheetahs, Reds, Stormers, Cats, and of course the Force. Honourably bringing up the rear with 2 points. Sports news. We've got a little bit for you this week. Hayden Green, kick us off.
The Under-19s Rugby World Champs continued. The semis were between New Zealand and England. Australia took on France in the other semi. This was after Australia met New Zealand. New Zealand came away with the win. It was quite close, and down in the last few minutes, New Zealand took it away. Australia had a lot of handling errors, but New Zealand couldn't find touch. They couldn't get the damn ball out. Oh, it was so tense. New Zealand then took on the English and destroyed them.
24-11, I think.
24-11. But they ran over them. The English weren't doing a hell of a lot. They were throwing the ball around, trying to do fancy moves. The Kiwis were just taking it off them. There's a guy in the team whose name I can't remember, but I remember thinking he's got a rugby league haircut. It's like almost a mullet, but he's tied the long hair back into a little ponytail at the bottom.
Yeah, good.
But yeah, so New Zealand beat England, and then in the other semi, Australia beat France 26-16. It was a nasty match because the French winger,
Yoann Bourget.
Got sent off in the second minute, like sent off red carded for, oh, the second minute of the second half, sorry, for a dangerous tackle on Brett Stapleton. It was mean. It was a big spear tackle. He picked him up, ooh, and the guy was almost vertical when he drove him into the ground.
Wow.
Landing right on his neck. He was probably right to be sent off, but it was more careless than it was intentional. It didn't look malicious. But then, what's his name? Yuan started crying. He started yelling at the referee, and then he started crying on the field. I don't know, for letting down his team or something, but
weeping in French.
The other fellow was stretchered off.
Oh, God.
So, yeah.
And he didn't cry, though.
Well, I think he was unconscious.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, so the final will be between Australia and New Zealand
on Friday.
Okay, I have a little thing here. A little poll was done, tinkering with the rules, and people were asked to nominate the best idea to improve rugby. And they were given the choice of allowing hands in the ruck, eliminate rolling mauls, eliminate scrums, reduce penalties to 2 and increase conversions to 3 points, and allow vigorous rucking. The winner was the reducing penalties to 2 points and increasing the conversions to 3 points, which I think is a good idea. But second, with 29%, was allow vigorous rucking.
Yeah, good! Yeah. All right.
So about,
and
like,
because we're really good at it.
Anything else you've got there, Hayden?
Aussie cheerleaders have been told to cover up. Australian cheerleaders have been banned from bearing their midriffs by officials who fear displays of skin may encourage eating disorders. Gymnastics Australia is the governing body for the country. It has authority over 105 teams registered with the Federation of Cheerleaders. Cheerleaders are reportedly angry at the order, which they say defies the wishes of the crowds at sporting events.
Damn right!
Exactly!
And then again, I don't think the cheerleaders would want to comply with a lot of the wishes.
Yeah, they really did do exactly what the fans wanted. They wouldn't be wearing anything at all.
Well, no, they would. They would at the start.
It's interesting that the Aussies bring that up after the, you know, after they let men run around and practically nothing on an AFL ground. I mean, they're bearing a hell of a lot of skin there. Those tiny little shorts. You can't even call them shorts.
Oh, at least nothing to the imagination.
Nothing at all. Okay, are there any other sports news from around the world?
Oh, just go, the New Zealand Cricketers tonight.
Oh, yes, come on, yeah, they go. They are chasing 230 or 250 runs to win against the South Africans.
Awesome.
They still have to knock over one wicket, though.
Yeah, they do.
So they keep pounding the South Africans, like, they keep just throwing the ball at them.
That's what you do in cricket.
No, but they actually keep hitting them with the ball.
Yeah, every ball. Oh, yeah.
Oh.
There's that one fella, they smashed him in the head in the first innings a couple of times.
A New Zealand bowler?
Yeah, no, they hit him right in the head.
Jacques Callis got hit in the head.
Yeah,
oh, really?
Yeah.
And then today, Kyle Mills, I think.
Kyle Mills or Chris Martin. Have you seen that, any footage? The pitch is atrocious.
Yeah,
it's horrible. And it, like
Kyle Mills?
Hits him in the head.
I mean, I reckon he missed with his first two swings.
And then today they got Boucher. Is that
really?
Right in the thing. Because it just went pitch. Oh no, it was full toss. Smashed him right in the thing.
Oh God.
Yeah.
It's like a beamer.
Oh,
yeah. Let's do those.
Yeah.
That's a bit naughty.
Well, that's not the pitch at all. That's just useless bowling.
Well, yeah.
Right, running up and throwing the ball at them.
Yeah, well, that's what I was trying
to do. Which is what Mills does. He does chuck it, so.
Well, he's got quite a few wickets. He's in this test.
Got a girl through.
Seen that. Oh, yeah, I know. It's the same as bowling himself.
Yeah.
Anyway. Okay, and a new segment this week, because we've... Again, there's just not enough wackiness out there.
No, the cheerleaders were kind of wacky.
Cheerleaders are kind of wacky. The wagering was a bit wacky.
Actually, if you want to see some really good wacky sports videos, it's not recent, it's all old stuff, go to Noisy Land, NOIZYLAND.com/blog. It's a blog of James Guthrie. He's a local guy here. He's been putting out a whole bunch of sports-related videos of just crazy stuff. There's an amazing football goal, a really good baseball catch, and a soccer game that was played in Japan, and a tornado shows up at the soccer game. It's absolutely amazing. You've got to see it. Noisyland.com/blog.
But as we say, yes, just a general lack of wackiness going on. Well, come on, people, let's have some whack.
Yeah, yeah.
Enus. Oh, God. So, in a new segment, we've slightly introduced last week, but we're going to go into it. Top fives. We all decided to find our top five sports movies.
Sports-related movies. Now, the Internet Movie Database has a list of top 100, but this is voted by the users of the Internet Movie Database, which is imdb.com. Their top five are, from 5 to 1, World's Fastest Indian, Cinderella Man, The Hustler, Raging Bull, and their number one is Million Dollar Baby. But these are all, a lot of those are very, very recent, and because it's user voted, that's why I think Million Dollar Baby's right at the top.
Yeah. Well, more people see the more recent films, so more people get to vote.
Yeah, exactly. All right, well, my top five, if anyone cares. Number five.
No, you're right, we don't care.
Oh, okay, I won't.
Mike, do I...
Oh, do you want me to? Do you want me to?
Yeah, yours.
Okay. I reckon number five of mine would be...
Yeah, I don't care about that either. I've got my five.
Oh, okay. All right.
Maybe not. Okay. Come on, Dom. Let's hear it. Come on.
Yep.
I'm sorry, listen. That was just a bit of a gag that backfired because I've actually forgotten my list and I've been trying to think of it all since I got here. So we'll go back to Hayden again because I know you probably care about him.
Well, I've actually got a top six list because I made the five and then I remembered a film and put it at the top. So... So, my number six is The Karate Kid, which is an excellent film.
Yep.
Number five is Rocky. Number four is Any Given Sunday, the brilliant Oliver Stone film about football. Number three is The Hustler and The Color of Money, sort of lumped in together because they're kind of like one film. Number two is Remember the Titans, also American football, but brilliant film. Absolutely brilliant. Oh, I loved it.
Brilliant.
Yeah, seen it about four or five times.
Real nice.
Yep. But my number one film... And I think the greatest sports film of all time is Basketball by...
Matt Parker and Trey Stone.
Yeah, absolutely. It's hilarious.
Stone and Trey Parker. Whoops. Sorry, guys.
Oh, you're going to be lambasted on South Park.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. How cool would that be?
Anyway, that's the best sports film ever. Mike, what's your list?
Number five, probably Shaolin Soccer.
Yep.
The Stephen Chow movie.
Brilliant film. Yep. Very
funny.
Cool.
Very funny. Karate Kid.
Absolutely. Noticing a theme though.
What thing?
Martial arts.
Oh, you are too. Rocky, kind of. Yeah, it's martial.
Yeah,
martial arts.
Yeah.
Yep.
Still using the hands as deadly weapons.
Yes, indeed. Any Given Sunday. Yeah, absolutely brilliant film.
Yeah, really good.
And I picked When We Were Kings, the documentary. The Rumble.
Ooh, now I don't know. Oh, I don't know. Documentaries. Ooh.
Sports film. It is a sports film.
Well, but it's a documentary.
Yeah.
I mean,
you've got a point.
We're going to fiction.
With it. Do you have a backup?
I do have a few backups. And
all right, quick.
So everything
quick just list them all.
Okay. Honorable mentions are Cool Runnings.
Yeah, that was one of my.
Yep.
I've
never seen the whole film.
Oh, really?
I just regarded films I haven't seen.
It's
nice.
You know.
Yeah, no, it's very good. I did have The World's Fastest Indian up there as well.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, cool. It's a good film.
Yeah.
Rudy. Happy Gilmore.
Oh. Yeah, good.
Good.
That's about it, really. Although, The Big Lebowski had bowling in it, which was...
Not a sports film.
Not a sports film. It does have bowling in it, and I consider it, because Big Lebowski is a...
Oh, it's a fantastic film anyway,
That's not a sports film.
I had honourable mentions of Field of Dreams, the original Bad News Bears, and Old Scores.
Oh, yes, Old Scores, of course.
Yeah, which is a... your listeners out there may not know it. It's a New Zealand film about an old All Black team playing an old Welsh team. The guys retire, and then they've got to come out of retirement to play each other, so it's a bunch of old men playing rugby against each other. You right there?
Yeah, I'm just trying to remember my top five. Number five was Remember the Titans. I think that's a great film. Number four was Who's Ears. Number three is 61.
What's that one?
It's a story about the chase of the 1961.
Yes, I saw that. Well, parts of that on Sky.
Roger Maris and Mickey Mantle chasing Babe Ruth's record of 60. Number two is Slapshot. It's an ice hockey film. Paul Newman. And number one is Major League, Charlie Sheen. And I was going to go honourable mention with Cool Runnings. I think that's an honourable mention. A movie called Brian's Song, which is a movie about Brian Piccolo and Gale Sayers back in the 60s of the Chicago Bears when they were sort of fighting for things. Very cool little movie, that one. And the last one is that one with Robert Redford, the baseball one.
The Natural?
The Natural.
Yep. Oh. Yeah, actually, that was one of my ones out there as well. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. If you've got a top five out there, send it in to us. We'd be interested to hear. Okay, Dick of the Week. Do you have any nominations?
I don't.
I just have the one. Mike?
No.
Ruud de Bokke.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Ruining his career with a stupid movie.
We're just, dude, why did you do that? Oh, good Lord, if you'd like to come on the show and tell us, that'd be really cool. So, yeah, Stick of the Week, Ruud de Bokke. Bit of a boo. But it's a sad boo.
It's a
really sad boo. Because
I mean, I don't really care so much now that he plays for North Harbour, but I wanted him in the goddamn All Blacks.
Yes. Athlete of the Week. I have a nomination, and that's Jacob Oram, who came back after 17 months away from Test cricket and scored a magnificent 133 to basically save New Zealand when we were absolutely on the ropes, 75 for 4.
5? 86 for 5.
86 for 5. He and Daniel 45
Torrey, for 5, weren't
they?
86 for 6.
It was something pretty bad. He and Daniel Vittori put on like 180 runs or something. Daniel Vittori batted bloody well. Shit, he's an awesome all-rounder.
Yeah.
Scored 81 before he was dismissed. Man, he is awesome. He became only the 12th player ever in Test cricket to notch 2,000 Test runs and 200 Test wickets. Mm. So that's my nomination for Athlete Week. Anyone else have any nominations?
No. So, Big Jake.
Big Jake, well done.
I have to say about that cricket, they showed it on the news. They showed Scott Stiras bowling. He bowls like a bear. He comes in, he's all late numbering.
Yes.
Wish you could see this. Do it again, hey. That was really bear-like. Really bear-like.
Absolutely.
He's even dragging his feet along the couch as if he were a bear. Poor bears. These bears that kind of sound like monkeys.
No, it's a big, it's like a sloth bear or something, you know. It's just sort of, you know, as it comes in, waggling its little arms, walking on two legs, waggling its little arms.
You've seen a sloth bear bowling.
Well, you know, I can imagine. It's got a little hat on.
Has it got little holes for its ears?
Yes, it does. Of course it does. Maybe they're dressed in cricket whites. You know, it's covered in like, ooh, ooh, ooh. Sure as hell scared the South Africans.
Got a big headband.
Yeah, no. They smack him for 6 or something. And he rolls it along the ground.
Or he eats it.
Oh no, they have handlers there making sure that he did it.
With catapults.
Yeah.
He's like out in the outfield and he just like plumps down and like starts picking up flowers. Or eating a pot of honey.
Yeah. Swiping picnic baskets.
Yes. Okay. We now have the previews for this week's games. First game is the Chiefs versus the Cheetahs in Hamiltron.
Chiefs are, as we said, without Sione Luake. However, I think that they will beat the Cheetahs 13+.
I'm thinking more along the lines of 12 and under.
Oh, I'm thinking 1-12 as well. They haven't been that accurate. Plus,
all right, Chiefs 1-12.
Chiefs 1-12, good.
Served us well before.
Yep. Red Stormers in Ballymore.
Brisbane.
Shullocks.
Brisbane.
Far out, I can't even swear now.
Brisbane.
Reds versus the Stormers in Brisbane.
Brisbanesburg.
Brisbera.
Oh, Canberra.
Yeah.
Right, I didn't get that.
No, I actually don't.
I like Brisbane.
Brisbane. Oh,
yeah.
I don't really know who's going to win this.
No, actually, I don't.
Brisbane. I would say the Reds.
I'd probably go for the Reds as well.
They'll pull something out of their butt again, and the storm is like, poom.
Ah! Oh, this is tough.
Reds at home.
Reds at home. Yeah.
1-12.
Reds at home, 1-12.
Pirate may be back as well.
If the Pirate's back, then.
Definitely.
Don't know what that whistle means.
Okay, alright, sure.
Right, so we're going to go with the Reds over the Stormers there. We don't know anything about any of their injuries. Next game is a foregone conclusion, I think. The Force versus the Crusaders. Crusaders, I imagine, will be resting a few lads this week.
Can we pick the Crusaders by 100+?
We should put our balls on the line. So they're going to win by more than 20.
Easily.
25. 30.
At least 30. Now they don't have Hilgendorf.
No. Oh, is Staniforth back?
Might be.
Is Favour back?
No, as far as I know, Favour's out for the season.
No, it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. Even if they do rest them, they've got so much depth that they'll kill anybody. Ooh, here it is. Game of the round, I think. Game of the round. Battle of the Capitals. Brumbies versus the Hurricanes. Huge game. In Canberra. In Canberra Stadium.
The Hurricanes.
Possibly the most boring place in the world.
And the Hurricanes are coming from the 12th best city in the world. Congratulations, Wellington.
Yes.
According
to who?
Some poll.
Oh, cool.
The big international poll.
Yeah.
It was a big award. Anyway, I don't know. Hurricanes 1-12, but given their play last week, you wouldn't have said so.
But they can win ugly. They keep winning those ugly games. They look poo, but they still win.
Oh, and what's his name might be out?
Stephen Larkin.
Oh, he's definitely out, isn't he?
No, he might be out.
He's torn something. Surely there's no way he can...
They say they don't know. That may be code for they do know and he's not playing.
Mm. I'm going to go with my...
Heart?
Brain.
Thank God.
Yeah. I'm going to say the Hurricanes, because A, they know they can win ugly, and B, they know they're going to play good soon. C, Brumby's lost, and while they're playing in...
Canberra.
Well, Hurricanes have had the wood on them over the last sort of four or five years. They'll probably, you know. So, yes, that's my justification. I'm going to go with the Hurricanes, 12 and under.
Yeah, I think I'll go with that as well. Yeah.
Mm. Awesome. Sharks, Blues.
This is another big one. Durbin.
And Durbin.
I'm going to go with the Blues, 1 to 12. The Blues have been playing really well. They lose Ruatapuki. Any idea who they bring in? Oh, God.
No, they won't. Okay. They've still got Ben Atinga in there. And, I mean, they've got Anthony
Tuivasa
and Luke McAllister.
Oh, that's good. Now I'm feeling better now. Yeah, Blues, 1 to 12.
I imagine they'll probably bump McAllister out and have Nafewa at 5-8.
They've had McAllister on the bench, though.
No,
put him in the second five.
Oh, sorry. Yeah.
So, yeah,
Blues,
I agree. 1 to 12.
Yeah.
I think Blues, yeah.
Only 1 to 12, though, because it is their first... Yep. Game over in South Africa, and it is against the Sharks, who are doing pretty well. They're ahead of the Blues,
yeah,
but only on points differential.
But the Blues have been at home while the Sharks have been away.
That's true. Very true, Mike. Sideline.
Nah, but the Blues have been playing crap, and now they're playing good.
Yeah, and there is that.
Blues 1-12.
Blues 1-12.
And finally, last game of the round is the Bulls versus the Cats.
Bulls get to go home. And play a nice soft team, so I'm going to pick the Bulls 13+.
13+.
Yeah.
Bulls are the strong. They're fifth, and this could bump them up to.
Well, I mean, they've been playing pretty terribly. They lost to the Reds, but I don't see them losing to the Cats.
No.
No, they're back home.
They were unlucky to lose to the Reds, and it was the end of a long road trip.
Yeah.
So we'll give them that speed bump there. And the bye this week is the Highlanders and the Waratahs. They both get a week off before the last three rounds of Super Rugby. Right, last word. Hayden, anything at all?
Anything.
Sorry, ladies and gentlemen, we might be a bit flat this week. We've just come off a long weekend. It's Easter. Everyone's kind of laid back. We didn't do any research. It's one of those weekends.
Let's see. Last word. Twinset are playing every week, every Wednesday at the Bolton Hotel from 5:30 PM until 7:30 PM, and at Cabaret every Tuesday from 8:30 PM until 10:30 PM. Go see them.